You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And it is the last day of regular SEPTA service before 20% system-wide cuts go into effect tomorrow. KYW's Sunny Morgan has been talking to people who will be affected by these cuts, and she joins us live now from 30th Street Station. Sunny.
Yeah, Jane, it's doomsday eve for SEPTA. We're hours away from 20% service-wide, system-wide cuts, rather, that will officially set in tomorrow. SEPTA's General Manager Scott Sauer says he's frustrated for riders, but he hopes that legislators in Harrisburg they're trying to work with will come through.
Taking away service is at odds with everything that we strive to do at SEPTA. Our hope is that the coming days we'll see progress in Harrisburg toward a long-term, sustainable funding solution for public transportation.
Also, I spoke to a rider named Gabrielle who says while she's not super affected, she does feel the remnants from her friends.
I think it's less about me and more about like my friends who are working class. Like I've had friends who've had to like change jobs just because their whole line is getting cut. And that's like jobs they've worked for and at for years.
So again, tomorrow is when these service cuts set in. But of course, SEPTA faces tomorrow's Phillies game. There will be no sports special subway trains before or after. And then Monday is the first day of school for students in the Philadelphia Public School District. So they're facing a lot, but they are hopeful that this will not be lasting long. Jane.
And Sunny, I spoke to my conductor when I got off the train at 30th Street. She told me her hours were being cut from 80 hours to 45 and her plans to buy a new car off the table now. So they're affected as well. Thank you so much. That is Sunny Morgan live for us now at 30th Street Station. And we will have more on this as the hours tick down.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.